when the new term started and the European anthem was played here in the hemicycle in the chamber in the European Parliament, there were quite a number of Brexit Party MEPs and Eurosceptics who turned their back, went their backs when the to the actual plenary podium when the anthem was played. Visually, it's quite a strong image and it's got a lot of attention on social media. What do you think about that kind of behaviour?
Well, look, I'm all in favour of people silently protesting or protesting in general. But I mean, the idea that MEPs would campaign to get elected to a parliament and then come into that parliament and just become obstructive straight away. It was disrespectful for many reasons. You know, an anthem is an anthem. Whether people like its sentiment or its content, there's normally traditional respect shown for it. It's buffoonery at its best. I think Nigel Farage and his political party have shown themselves to be what they are. They're very nationalistic and insular in their views. Their view of the world order, of, you know, Europe being what it is, a very successful entity, allowing free movement of goods and services to people. I think they're diminishing the standing of the United Kingdom, which is a country, you know, that you know, many people would have looked up to, but they have absolutely diminished it. They've given it a bad name, and I just think in general they are diminishing the role of the Parliament, and they're doing it intentionally just to be obstructive. And as I said, it is just distasteful, to say the least. It's buffoonery, and you know, the sooner that they accept that they shouldn't be here and move on, the better. From my perspective, they shouldn't be in here trying to disrupt the Parliament and allow the British government to get on with whatever decision they arrive at in terms of implementing the will of the people as decided that they would leave. But the point that's important for Ireland is not just the grandstanding in the chamber, but having spoken to some of these MEPs from the Brexit Party, they have no concept of the seriousness at which Ireland views any imposition on the border again. And I made that clear to some of them. I've said it publicly as well. If there's as much as white paint put on the roads between the north and the south to indicate that there is a border, it would be very, very damaging to the peace process and to good neighbourly respect. And I think to diminish all that has been achieved in Northern Ireland. But they don't seem to care. They just want to leave. And if they damage the United Kingdom in the context of leaving, they're quite happy with that because they just look at it from an English context.